Was soll denn?
Senator Pogomiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with, the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On Senator Pogomiller's motion, all in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Our chaplain this morning is Senator Gary Kubley.
And I've only known I'm the chaplain for the day 15 seconds longer than you have. Shall we pray? Creator God, Redeemer Son, and Indwelling Spirit, we thank you for the many gifts that you give us. We know that each person here today is gifted in ways that only you can give. We ask that you might help us to see ways to use those gifts in cooperative ways that bring about the goals that we agree upon, even though we don't always agree upon the ways in which we can accomplish those goals. But you know those ways, O God, and so we ask that you might move us through this process together and help us to come to a conclusion that is good for the benefit of all your people. In your strong name, amen.
Gary?
Sure.
Good job.
Short and sweet.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Fulby, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Perry, Pogomiller, Pretner, Solon, Ress, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
A quorum is present. Second order of business, official communications. There are two appointments on the official communications. Without objection, they'll be referred as indicated on our agenda. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following House Concurrent Resolution, herewith transmitted. House Concurrent Resolution number 3 relating our House Concurrent Resolution adopting deadlines for the 2010 regular session, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogomiller.
I move to lay House Concurrent Resolution number 3 on the table.
Senator Pogomiller has moved to lay House Concurrent Resolution number 3 on the table. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is laid on the table.
And Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file 2253, a bill for an act relating to capital improvements, repeal and moratorium on demolition or removal of the Rock Island Bridge. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Metzen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur the amendments by the House to Senate file 2253 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
Senator Metzen has moved that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate file 2253 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. Senator Metzen, on your motion.
Mr. President, members, this deals with lifting a moratorium on a swing bridge in Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota. There's no objection to this at all. It was on the consent calendar. The House changed the date on it. So move your renew my motion.
Is there discussion on Senator Metzen's motion? There being no discussion, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed, the motion prevails. The secretary will give Senate File 2253 its third reading.
Senate File 2253, a bill for an act relating to capital improvements, repealing moratorium on demolition or removal of the Rock Island Bridge.
The secretary will take the roll. All senators voting who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes and 0 nays, Senate File 2253 is passed and is title agreed to.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 2918 and 3111, signed Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
We'll proceed to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. There are two on the agenda. They are given their first reading and without objection referred as indicated on the agenda. Fifth order of business, report of committees. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I'd like to move to adopt the reports of committees printed in the agenda.
Senator Pogamiller has moved to adopt today's reports as printed in the agenda. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed, the motion prevails and the reports are adopted. We'll proceed to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. They are listed on your agenda. Second reading and referred as indicated. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. Again, they're listed on the agenda. Without objection, second reading. Eighth order of business, the first reading and introduction of Senate bills. They are on the agenda. There are two changes in reference. On page 2, Senate file number 3128 is referred to the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs. And on page 4, Senate file number 3146 is referred to the Committee on Finance. First reading. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are several author motions. We'll adopt them on one motion. All in favor of adopting that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. We now have a couple motions to be read. The first is from Senator Pretner Solon.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 3082 be withdrawn from the Committee on Energy, Utilities, Technology, and Communications and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Pretner Solon, do you give us just a little explanation of what's in the bill and to the committee chairs?
It's actually a budget bill, and it was referred to my committee. I don't need to see it. I can refer it, and I've talked to the finance chair, and he was agreeable.
Thank you. All in favor of Senator Pretner Solon's motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. One that is not on your agenda, Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 3055 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
Senator Dibble, a brief explanation.
To the bill, Mr. Chair, this has to do with updating some consumer product definitions, and it has more to do with tax policy. Both chairs know.
Okay. All in favor of Senator Dibble's motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. We have one Senate resolution, Senate File 155. It'll be referred to the Rules Committee.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd move to take concurrent resolution number 3 from the table. House concurrent resolution number 3 from the table.
Senator Pogemiller has moved to take House concurrent resolution number 3 from the table. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The Senate House concurrent resolution number 3 is before the Senate.
Mr. President, I'd move the adoption of House concurrent resolution.
Senator Pogemiller has moved adoption of House concurrent resolution number 3. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, House concurrent resolution is deadlines for the bills. We've been working under these deadlines, so I don't think there's anything very startling about this. First deadline is this Friday, March 12th at midnight. Second committee deadline then would be March 19th, the following Friday at midnight. And the third deadline is March 29th at 5 p.m., which is the Monday before the Easter Passover break. And we have been working under these deadlines, and the House sent us the resolution, so we thought we might as well adopt it. I'd hope you'd be supportive. Okay.
Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Mr. President. And would Senator Pogemiller yield for a question?
He will yield.
Senator Pogemiller, does this mean the House has... Excuse me, does this mean that the other body has reluctantly agreed to these same timelines, which I guess we have kind of assumed we've been working under? I'm not sure the cause for the delay.
Mr. President. Senator Pogemiller.
Yes, Senator Michelle, this has been adopted by the House, and they've forwarded it to us. So they are working under these same deadlines.
Senator Pogemiller has moved adoption of House concurrent resolution number 3. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails and the resolution is adopted. Senator Langseth.
Mr. President, I move that House file number 2700 and the Conference Committee report thereon be taken from the table. This is the bonding bill. We want to get it back into Conference Committee.
Senator Langseth has moved that the recommendation and Conference Committee report on House file. Senator Langseth has moved that House file number 2700 and the conference report thereon be taken from the table. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. Senator Langseth.
Mr. President, I move that the recommendations and conference committee report on House file number 27 be rejected and the bill be referred to the conference committee as formally constituted for further consideration.
Senator Langseth has moved that the recommendation and conference committee report on House file 2700 be rejected and that the bill be referred to the conference committee as formally constituted for further consideration. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller, I think.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Under motions and resolutions, I'd move that we take up the general orders calendar. General orders.
Senator Pogemiller has moved that we.
General orders calendar.
We take up the general orders calendar. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails.
Mr. President, I move the Senate to now resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for the purpose of taking up the general orders calendar.
On Senator Pogemiller's motion, all in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. The committee is in order. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I just wanted to take up the one bill that we didn't get to yesterday, Senator Sieben's other election bill, and it is number 8 on the general orders calendar. And I just talked with Senator Gerlach. I don't know if he was ready or not, but Senator Sieben, why don't you start explaining it, and we'll see if Senator Gerlach is ready or not. If not, we'll have to lay it over. But I yield to Senator Sieben.
Senator Sieben.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate file 2388 be recommended to pass.
Senator Sieben has moved that when this committee do arise, Senate file 2388 be recommended to pass. Senator Sieben, on your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, this is an election administration and housekeeping bill, which went through a similar process that we discussed on the floor yesterday. There was a bipartisan group of legislators who met at the Humphrey Institute, were convened by under the direction of Larry Jacobs, and really made a lot of progress in moving different election bill components forward. So I will give a brief overview of what this particular bill will do, and then I'm happy to take any questions. Members, as technology for election databases improve, advances must be realized through updated information. The provisions in Senate File 2388 further either clarify existing law, codify best practices, or make better use of information to ensure consistent use and administration of the SVRS, or the Statewide Voter Registration Bill. The Statewide Voter Registration System. For example, there are several provisions in this bill that will improve election integrity by ensuring that we're using up-to-date data that's in possession of the state or the federal government to update the voter registration files and challenge voters if data indicates that they are not eligible to vote. So, for example, Social Security Administration information related to deaths will be updated more quickly and put into this SVRS, as will Department of Corrections data regarding who has felonies and Department of Public Safety data regarding citizenship status. Many sections of this bill will streamline and lead to efficiencies in the administration of elections. We will clarify the time frame during which counties must update voters' addresses in the statewide voter registration system and require local jurisdictions to make accessible voting equipment purchased with federal funds available to other jurisdictions that are holding elections. Some sections of the bill will reduce voter confusion. For instance, it will clarify that having the power of attorney for another person does not mean that you can cast their ballot for them. It will also clarify that school districts are prohibited from changing polling places within 90 days of an election. And one section of the bill will allow the state to settle a pending lawsuit related to exit polling. Section 30 of the bill defines exit polling, and it will allow exit voters to be within 100 feet of a building in which voting takes place. And again, just to reiterate, this came from the 2008 election after national media firms sued the state because of this. So, as I said, this will help settle a pending lawsuit. So, members, I believe, again, that this election administration bill will improve election integrity. It will streamline and lead to more efficiencies, reduce voter confusion, and settle a pending lawsuit. And, Mr. Chair, at this time, I'd like to move the A-10 amendment, if I could, and I'm happy to explain it.
The Secretary will report the A-10 amendment.
Senator Sieben moves to amend Senate File 2388 as follows. Page 2 after line 29, insert Section 3. This is Amendment A-10.
Senator Sieben, on your motion to amend with the A-10 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as members will see, it is quite a lengthy amendment, and we are adopting provisions that were included in the that were adopted in the House on this similar bill. Many of these provisions in it will allow will make cross references to other sections of statute, or instead of and Representative Kiffmeyer requested some of this language and added these amendments. It will put into statute a date that different provisions of the bill take effect, instead of saying that they need to be, that the section becomes effective when the Secretary of State certifies that particular provision. There's also a section in here that takes language from a bill that Senator Gimsey offered. So, Senator Gimsey, if you'd like, I'm happy to yield to you if you'd like to discuss this, your provision in here that relates to postponing an election when it comes to when there is extremely bad weather.
Senator Gimsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senator Sieben. The provision is Section 58 in the amendment, and this came about as a result of a local election that was held during a snowstorm that progressively got worse as the evening went on, and a couple of election officials made the decision to attempt to go home in this snowstorm and eventually ran off the road and were just barely able to make it back to this rural township hall up in Polk County. They ended up having to spend the rest of the evening and up until early the next morning in the township hall waiting for the snowstorm to subside. What we're trying to do here is to allow these election officials, based on information from the National Weather Service, to simply postpone these rural and local elections for 1 week until the next following Tuesday. So thank you.
Senator Sieben.
Thank you, Senator Gimsey. And Mr. Chair, if we could please adopt the amendment now or vote on the amendment.
Is there further discussion on the A-10 amendment? There being no further discussion, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor of adopting the A-10 amendment indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Senator Seaman.
Mr. Chair, I'm happy to stand for any questions. Again, though, I'd just like to thank Senator Gerlach for his help in putting this bill together, as well as Senator Rest and the local election officials from the counties and the League of Cities, who were very instrumental in putting together a broad coalition of support for this bill.
Is there further discussion on Senate File 2388 as amended? Senator Gerlach.
Oh, look at that, Mr. Chairman, and this is great timing. I do have an amendment, but before I offer that amendment, I would like to say that, as Senator Seaman said, this is the third bill now dealing with some major election issues that we've been able to achieve a lot of agreement on, and that's a good thing. And members, I would encourage your support of the bill. But there's also, of course, opportunities to improve on things. Sometimes bills don't quite go as far as we'd like, and there's an issue that I think we can improve upon dealing with provisional ballots and the vouching issue. So looks like I have that amendment now prepared. So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer the A-50 amendment.
Senator Gerlach has moved the A-50 amendment. The Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Gerlach moves to amend Senate File 2388 as follows. Page 2 after line 29, insert Section 3. This is Amendment A-50.
Senator Gerlach, on your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would also like to request a roll call vote on this amendment.
Is there three hands for a roll call vote? There will be a roll call.
Mr. Chairman and members, I'd like to take a moment to explain what this amendment is. It is an important amendment. It's, I think, will provide a vast improvement on our system, our voting system. And let me preface it with this. We heard the issue in the committee yesterday, and unfortunately, my impeccable logic and wisdom was not conveyed entirely to the committee members, and we didn't succeed in this. But it is a fundamental issue, and this is why. When we are trying to craft election law, it's important that we keep two principles in mind, a balance. On the one hand, you've got a system that you want that is going to make sure that every voter who is legitimately a voter and is allowed to vote is able to without any undue barriers. And on the other hand, you want to make sure you've got a system that is secure enough, that has enough integrity in the system, so that those who are not supposed to vote don't vote, because that simply dilutes the votes of those who are voting legitimately. So it is that careful balance, that difficult balance to achieve. And we do a lot of things on both sides of that, but this amendment here gets to the heart of making sure that people who are not supposed to vote don't vote. And let me tell you how it does this. Under current law, you can register to vote up till 20 days before the election. When you do that, you'll fill out a voter registration form or card. It'll go into the system through the counties, and then you're going to get back a card. It's called a postal verification card. Essentially what that is it's the state's way of verifying that that is a legitimate voter residing at that correct address. So if that postcard is delivered, then we assume that that is a legitimate voter at a legitimate address, and that person is entered into the statewide voter registration system. What happens if that postal verification card is returned back to the state? Undeliverable. Well, then we know that it's a bad address or that person does not live there. So then what we do is we put them into the system not as a registered voter, but a challenge status. And when that person, should they actually show up at their precinct on election day to vote, they're going to have to provide proof of residence. And we do that as a double check. That's a good system. That's what we have. But we also have in Minnesota a system called Election Day Registration. And with Election Day Registration, voters will show up under current law. If they don't have proper documentation to show where they live, they can be vouched. Now, I think there's a lot of problems with that. In our modern society where we're computerizing things and we're tracking things and we're seeking accuracy, to just have a fallback position of, well, here's someone who they live here and I'm going to vouch for them, I think that's a major loophole. That's a problem. People ought to be able to prove where they live in order to be allowed to vote. Now, we don't want to, however, turn people away, disenfranchise them, if in fact they are a legitimate voter. So what we want to do is we want to find a balance. We want to find a way how we can allow them to vote if they're supposed to, but not let them vote if they're not supposed to. And we do that through a provisional ballot. And the way this works is, when a person shows up at the polls and says, I'd like to vote, here's where I live, but I don't have proper documentation, the election judge will say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a ballot, but we're not going to count it right now like we normally do under current law where it gets counted. We're going to hold it over here in a pile, and we're going to hold it provisionally, and you have 10 days in which to prove to us where you live. And if you are, in fact, a legitimate voter living where you say you are living, and you can prove that with the proper documentation, then we're going to take your ballot, and we're going to feed it in, and we're going to count it. And that's well within the window of time for county or state canvassing boards to make sure that that vote is counted when they certify the election results. So there's no issue there. So members, it's very important. Under current law, if it's a person who's not supposed to be voting, their ballot gets counted. And if that postcard comes back and they're not supposed to have voted, there's nothing we can do about it. And votes are counted which shouldn't be counted. Under this provisional ballot system, what you're doing is you're saying, we're not going to disenfranchise you, we're going to hold your ballot temporarily, and you've proved to us where you live, and then we're going to count your vote. It's a superior system, and members, it's one that we need to enact. So I would appreciate your support on this amendment. Thank you.
Discussion on the A50 amendment. Senator Sieben.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members. With all due respect, Senator Gerlach, I'm going to oppose your amendment and urge members to vote no as well. And for the first reason I'll state is that, as you're aware, Senator Gerlach, this process that we've gone through over the summer and this fall of crafting this bill, crafting this particular bill, there were many pieces of legislation or ideas that members or the local units of government wanted included, and we agreed to put legislation into this bill that everyone agreed to. So unfortunately for you today, this amendment, I believe, falls into that Gerlach red category on the Gerlach's grid. But just for members, overall impression of why I oppose provisional balloting is because when we're looking at our overall election system, we want to ensure the integrity of the election process. And what I asked Senator Gerlach in committee yesterday and didn't get a satisfactory answer for me to respond to is really, what problem is this legislation trying to solve? There are many instances in our current election law that provides that that voters, that election judges are certain who the voters are. And again, Senator Gerlach, I just don't think that provisional ballots solve any problem. And additionally, creating a system of provisional ballots will certainly disenfranchise thousands of Minnesotans who will go to the polls and attempt to vote and be told that their ballot will be set aside and placed in a different category, and effectively disenfranchise people who are legitimately eligible to vote. Additionally, it will also slow down the voting process and require the hiring of additional election judges most likely. So for these reasons, local election officials oppose provisional ballots, and that's also why I'm opposed to the amendment.
Further discussion on the A50 amendment? There being no further discussion, Senator Gerlach has moved adoption of the A50 amendment. There has been a roll call requested. The secretary will take the roll on the A50 amendment. All senators voting who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 20 ayes, 45 nays, the amendment does not pass. Further discussion on Senate File 2388. There being no further discussion, Senator Sieben renews her motion that Senate, when this committee do arise, Senate File 2388, as amended, be recommended to pass. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion prevails and the bill will be recommended to pass. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee do now rise and report.
Senator Pogemiller has moved the committee do now rise and report. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the report of the Committee of the Whole, as kept by the Secretary, be now adopted.
Senator Pogemiller has moved that the report of the Committee of the Whole, as kept by the Secretary, be now adopted. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, is there any other work at the desk? Then I think I would hold for announcements.
Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Mary Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Today is Bemidji Day at the Capitol. If you haven't noticed the red and black plaid sweaters, you are all invited to attend a reception at 5 o'clock at the Kelly Inn. And while there are some issues that you'll be hearing about today, those of you who have meetings, the biggest message that Bemidji wants to bring is just a huge thank you to all of the members who've supported the project that you will be hearing about throughout the day from constituents from Bemidji. So thank you all, and I hope you can join us.
Senator Clark.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, just as a reminder, the Early Childhood Caucus is actually meeting right now in room 300 of the State Office Building, you know, for about a half an hour more. Stop by.
Without exception, the following senators will be excused. Senator Bach for all day, Senator Ortman all day, and Senator Dahl from 11 to 11:35. Further announcements of Senate interest? Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members received in their office mail the ballot from the topic selection subcommittee of the Legislative Audit Commission. We selected, I think it was 12 possible topics, and there is a ballot for you to indicate your preference. If you would take a look at that and decide which ones you think the Audit Commission would take up, we would be very most appreciative. Thank you.
Mr. President, apparently there's a bill to read at the desk.
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction and first reading of Senate bills.
Senator Erickson Ropes introduces Senate file number 3147, a bill for an act relating to health occupation requiring license revocation for chiropractors convicted of a felony-level criminal sexual conduct offense.
And that bill will be referred to Health, Housing, and Family Security. First reading. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, if there are no other announcements, I would move that the Senate adjourn till Thursday, 11 a.m. Thursday, 11 a.m. Mr. President, I will withdraw my motion. Apparently, if we're not meeting this afternoon, there's a couple items at the desk that the desk would like to clear. So I would yield to the President. I don't know if it's second readings or exactly what it is.
Without objection, we'll revert to reports of committees. Reports will be read by the Secretary.
Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, to which is referred Senate File 1605, relating to municipal planning, authorizing amendments to a municipal comprehensive plan for affordable housing to be approved by a simple majority, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill do pass. And Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, to which was re-referred Senate File 2555, a bill for an act relating to civil actions modifying volunteer protections during an emergency or disaster, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill do pass. Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, to which was re-referred Senate File 2752, bill for an act relating to natural resources allowing conditional uses on certain lands within the lower St. Croix River area, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill do pass. Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, to which was re-referred Senate File 834, a bill for an act relating to elections, changing certain municipal precinct and ward boundary procedures and requirements, reports the same back that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, to which was re-referred Senate File 2286, a bill for an act relating to recycling, requiring certain state building projects to recycle at least 50% of non-hazardous construction and demolition waste, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill be do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Operations and Oversight, to which was referred Senate File 1818, a bill for an act relating to elections, prohibiting landlords from limiting posting of campaign material and window of tenants' residence, reports the same back that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. Senator Rest from the Committee on State and Local Gov Op and Oversight, to which was referred Senate File Number 2226, a bill for an act relating to elections, prohibiting threats of reprisal against a person who is or is considering being a candidate, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. Senator Metzen from the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs, to which is referred Senate File 3014, bill for an act relating to economic development, creating the Minnesota Science and Technology Authority, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight. Senator Metzen from the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs, to which was referred Senate File Number 2844, a bill for an act relating to labor and industry, modifying elevator provisions, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. And Senator Metzen from the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs, to which was referred Senate File 2310, a bill for an act relating to business development, providing a comparative study of state laws affecting small business startups in Minnesota and Wisconsin, reports the same back with recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. And Senator Metzen from the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs, to which was referred Senate File Number 2928, bill for an act relating to labor and industry, modifying construction codes and licensing provisions, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight.
Senator Mr. President, I'd move to adopt the committee reports read by the
On Senator Secretary. Senator Miller's motion to adopt the reports as read by the Secretary. All in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails and the reports are adopted. We'll proceed now to second reading of Senate bills.
Senate file numbers 1605, 2555, 2752, 834, 1818, 2226, and 2844.
And can I just... The bills as read by the Secretary have received their second reading. With Senator Pogue-Miller, we think we've cleared up the work at the desk.
Okay, excellent. Mr. President, then I would move that the Senate adjourn till Thursday, March 11th, 11 a.m.
Senator Pogue-Miller has moved that the Senate adjourn to March 11th, 11 a.m. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The Senate is adjourned.